Mr. Wigginton, page three items.
What we refer to as page three items.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
These are our consent items. These involve projects that were ultimately found to constitute a violation for activities involving state-owned submerged lands without the proper permits. In the first case, item 3A, Carlene Savage, they're requesting after-the-fact authorization to retain 55 linear feet of riprap downward of an existing bulkhead and 15 feet of marsh toe sill adjacent to property at 113 East Sherwood Avenue along Mill Creek in the city of Hampton. In this case, staff has recommended approval with a triple permit fee and civil charges of $600. But in this case, we think it's appropriate that that be paid by the contractor. The contractor has agreed to that $600 civil charge. Just as a certain background in this situation, this is part of a larger shoreline stabilization project that is essentially a living shoreline project involving some riprap and sills for stabilization of the shoreline and creation of some marsh habitat. Components of the project, what are listed here is under item 3A, extended over state submerged lands. Upon receipt of the application, we initiated our public interest review, and one component of that is publication of a notice in the paper. And then once we receive confirmation either from the paper or from the applicant that that ad has run, we can issue the permit if there are no objections and staff is comfortable with the project. In this case, we never received the documentation that the notice had run in the paper. And so we held on to the project. We had some staff changes, and we went back to the applicant or to their agent, and in this case found out that they had done the project in the interim, but they then supplied the confirmation that the ad had run so that we could issue the permit, but unfortunately the project had been done. In this case, the contractor and agent in this situation is Mr. Jeff Jorgensen. He acknowledged that it was his responsibility for the property owner to get the permits and also construct the project. And because he felt that he sort of missed a step here, he didn't realize what had happened because there were other permits that had to be issued for this by the local wetland board, that he took responsibility for the for this issue and as a result has agreed to pay the $600 civil charge. With that agreement, we could issue the permit if the commission accepts that amount. So that's what we would recommend in this situation.
We had any problem with this contractor before?
No, Mr. Jorgensen is a very reputable contractor, and he's been very upfront about the whole matter and has been very good to work with over the years.
Well, that's so a breath of fresh air.
In this case, it was just an oversight.
Thank you. Questions of Mr. Wigginton by members of the commission? Anyone in the audience wish to be heard on this matter, pro or con? Yes, sir.
My name is Jeff Jorgensen.
Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, except for God. Would you like to address the commission?
Yes, this is an oversight on my part. Just a snafu with the paperwork. I apologize to the commission for taking their time today and for all the work the staff had to do to bring this before you. And I'm, you know, fully accepting of any responsibilities.
Well, I'll be quite honest with you. I've been chairing these meetings now for almost 6 years, and very seldom does this occur where the contractor actually comes up and readily admits liability, and there have been members of the commission here that have been along with than I have, and I think they can attest to that. So we appreciate your candor, honesty, sincerity, and appreciate you being here today. Any questions by members of the commission? They're seeing none. The matter is before the commission for action. Mr. Schick.
Move to approve as presented.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor? I'm sorry.
Mr. Chairman, I would just like to add that I very much as well appreciate Mr. Jorgensen's willingness to accept responsibility here today. It is indeed uncommon as we go through these cases to see that, and I very much appreciate it.
Thank you very much. For the comment, all in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Jorgensen. Next item is Richard Meredith et al., 11-1191. And for the record, the one before that, Kathy, just for the record, is Carlene Savage, 10-0688. Go ahead, Mr. Watkins.
The next item is a request by Mr. Richard Meredith. In this case, they're requesting authorization to retain an existing 3-foot wide by 32-foot long private non-commercial pier, including a 5-foot by 19-foot L head, which serves as a second pier for 3048 Sand Bend Road in the Back Bay Meadows subdivision, which is situated along Back Bay in Virginia Beach. In this case, staff is recommending approval of the after-the-fact with just triple permit fees and no civil charge. As a background in this situation, this is a second pier. By code, private property owners are authorized a pier for access to the waterway at residential properties if it's for private use. And if there's a second pier on the property, a permit is required. In this case, the pier in question has been there for a number of years, since the 70s. They submitted an application a couple years ago for a bulkhead work, a ramp work, and it included a pending pier. At the time, the pier in question was thought to actually be on an adjacent piece of property. It was right at the property line. Sometime back, I understand the property was subdivided into two lots. And so the idea was that the existing pier originated from the adjacent lot, and we didn't realize it was a second pier on the one parcel in question. And so subsequent additional applications were submitted for some work out there, and upon looking into the matter and realizing that this pier actually served the lot in question and Mr. Meredith's, we realized that a permit needed to be issued for a second pier. So that's why it's before you. We think it was a misunderstanding of where the pier was located relative to the property lines, and in this situation, because it's been there so long, we don't think that a civil charge is in order, but we would recommend triple permit fees to go ahead and issue the permit for this particular pier as the second pier on the property.
In other words, to get it out and clear, there's a misunderstanding as far as staff and everybody was concerned as far as, in other words, the person didn't flagrantly go out there and construct a pier on his own volition, ignoring. I just want to make sure that's because if that's the case, it's a little different. Questions of Mr. Watkinson? Anyone in the audience wish to be heard on this matter, pro or con? Matters before the commission for action. Mr. Schick.
Move to approve as presented.
Motion by Mr. Schick to approve, second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
I just wanted to report, as a note, I recall last month during the discussions on the consent items and civil charges, you asked the Habitat Management Advisory Committee to convene and look at the civil charge amounts that are in the matrix and update those. We have a meeting scheduled for February 2nd.
Great.
Here, and hopefully we'll be continue working on that, and at some point in the not-too-distant future we'll bring back an updated matrix for civil charges.
Look forward to the report. Thank you, Tony.